Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again. And out of joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes, sells all that he has, and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you,
Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you. I like this sermon because in this sermon I have created a new theological term that I've never seen anywhere else. It just came to me while I was writing. And so you're going to be the first to hear it. And if you want for me to autograph this sermon for you, you could sell it on eBay, maybe make a lot of money after I become famous, Dan. Dan is not impressed. I tried. Here we go. You must answer this question when you accept Jesus into your life. What am I willing to do to enter heaven? Heaven is the pearl of great price. Heaven is the hidden treasure that was found in the field. And we know what those two guys did. They sold everything to possess it. How far will you go to possess it? In this story, Jesus said that the merchant and the person gave up everything. And I will tell you this, when you find Jesus and you possess him in your life, in your heart, through faith, your life will no longer be your own. You lose it. Someone else is in control. And it's God. St. Paul says this. God says it through St. Paul, right in the Bible. Romans 14, verse 8 says, "If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord." So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. And when you live for Jesus, I believe he will give you opportunities to get you closer to heaven. And here's where I coined my theological words. These opportunities, I call them blessed events. Blessed events. I should get that copyrighted, shouldn't I? Yes. Do that for me, my son. Okay. Blessed events. What's a blessed event? Well, those opportunities where we say, "Lord, I give myself to you. I do good here on earth because I know that's what you want me to do." And then I seize that opportunity to do the good he wants me to do. It'll look really good in your judgment, you know, because we're all making a grade B movie, you know. And the Lord is going to look over our life in this movie. He's going to show us where we did good and where we were not so good. So since we're making the movie now, let's do good now and make a movie up there that's really good. I don't think you'll win an Academy Award, but the rewards in heaven are truly far better than any gold statue down here. Now, these blessed events, they can occur and appear at any time or any place. You never know when a blessed opportunity, a blessed event's going to pop up in your life, and you must seize it and make it happen. And now I'm going to tell you a story of an unplanned, blessed event that brought great joy to a lonely child and great joy to God. 11-year-old Shaden Walker, he took a chance to find friendship. Shaden's world was a lonely one. A lonely one where other kids bullied him. You see, Shaden had a mental disorder. And he didn't quite fit in. It was hard for him to socialize. So the kids in school, they made fun of him a lot. Did you ever notice how cruel kids can be? Kids really can. Oh, you know, see, you know. Have you ever been bullied? Me too. It sucks, doesn't it? It's horrible. You know, it's not good to be bullied, but it feels painful. I was bullied when I was his age. You know what they bullied me over? My big ears. I got all types of Dumbo and things like that. Yeah, I got that. Now I think my ears are very beautiful because they can hold my hearing aids. That's why. But yeah, I got bullied too, and it doesn't feel good at all. And so driven by loneliness, Shaden took a chance to find anyone, just anyone, who would accept him with kindness. So what he did, Shaden walked down the street, and he went to the home of a couple named Brennan and Angel. Shaden had met this couple at a previous time when they lost their dog. They seemed like a nice couple. So Shaden went up to their porch, rang their doorbell, and he looked into their camera. He said, I just wanted to see if you knew any kids around like 11 or 12, maybe. I need some friends. Like, really bad. Brennan answered the door, and he didn't know what to say. He didn't know any kids 11 or 12. So he suggested to Shaden, I'll tell you what, let's me and you and my little 2-year-old daughter, we could play a game together. And we could just kind of hang out together for a while. Shaden was overjoyed. He said, oh, great. I love 2-year-old kids. They're like the most cutest things I've ever known. Have any of you mothers out there like 2-year-old kids? When they first learn to say no, and they're a pain. I was 2. I remember how bad I was. No. But anyways, they played. And Shaden, he was just so happy, so overjoyed. A blessed event had occurred. That's a blessed event. It was born. And Brennan and Angel, they didn't stop there. They posted a TikTok video showing the destructive results of a bully's victim. And they set up a GoFundMe page to raise money to buy Shaden some nice clothes. Other kids made fun of Shaden for his ripped pants and torn shirts. Shaden's parents, I mean, they worked hard. Both of them worked to provide for their son, but minimum wage doesn't go very far, does it? Minimum wage doesn't buy very much. This blessed event of Brennan and Angel's caring, it struck a nerve across the entire world. They set up the GoFundMe page. On the first day, they raised over $20,000. The first day to buy Shaden some clothes. People then from around the world shared their pain of their experiences from a bully. And like the understanding heart that God gave to King Solomon, Shaden understood the pain of abuse. Shaden said, "Bullying is a dark and lonely path for the bully. For the bully. Also, for the one being bullied." Well, Shaden lived in Amarillo, Texas. And hundreds of hometown folk, they gathered together for another blessed event called Shine Like Shaden. They became a voice for those bullied who could not speak for themselves. This TikTok video of Shine Like Shaden event was viewed over 100 million times. 100 million. Shaden now has invitations of friendship from kids worldwide, from Australia to Austria. On the second day, Shaden stopped the GoFundMe page when the money totaled $37,000. He said, "I don't need that much money for clothes, you know?" And so what he did, you know what he did? He took the vast bulk of the donations and he gave them away to the people of Ukraine, to the Ukrainians. He said, "They're being bullied far worse than me." He just gave it away with his parents' blessing. God created a blessed event from the pain of a little boy seeking kindness. His determination to find it united the world. And God used Brennan and Angel to create a treasure containing the finest pearls of love. God will use you as well. God can use you to create a blessed event. And when you do a blessed event, we do something kind and good for someone else, whatever it be, this gets you closer to heaven. That's what makes it for you too, a blessed event. And I believe that these events, they'll just hit you in the face. You never know when one's going to happen. It just happens. But don't miss those opportunities. Do all you can to make it happen, even if it demands sacrifices. Your sacrifices for God are nothing compared to the joy of heaven that awaits you. And when you live for Jesus, heaven becomes a lot closer than you think, especially when you hit 72. It gets very, very close. So my brothers and sisters, do a blessed event. In fact, you're doing one right now. You don't even, may not realize it. Being here in this church is a blessed event. The event is Jesus, who's going to come to our altar in Holy Communion. And do you realize every time you take the Lord in Holy Communion, you get one step closer to heaven? You do. You get closer to God up there. And so we are given a great gift today. The thing is about blessed events, they can't stop here. Take them outside this church and make someone else happy. Bring joy to them. When you do that, you make God very happy. It's like that old saying, happy wife, happy life. Well, applies to God too. God bless you all, and peace.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. you can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.